Hello, welcome to SearchDataManagement.com. My name's Jeff Kelly, and I'm the news editor. Since its inception in 2006, IBM has invested billions of dollars into its Information on Demand, or IOD, initiative. IBM's IOD vision is to create a comprehensive platform that brings together multiple technologies, from database management and master data management to data warehousing and business intelligence, and IBM's consulting expertise to let companies manage the complete information lifecycle. So far, customers seem to be buying into the idea. IBM has, in fact, signed 10,000 new IOD customers since 2006. To get an update on the state of IOD, as it stands in late 2008, SearchDataManagement.com recently caught up with Steve Mills, a vice president of IBM Software Group. Speaking during a break at last week's IOD conference in Las Vegas, Mills discussed the difference between information and data, how IOD differentiates IBM from competitors like Oracle, and what users can expect in the coming months and years from Big Blue's Information Management Division. You call your practice information on demand. Why not data on demand? What's the difference between treating information as opposed to data?
Well, the simple idea is you want to translate your data into something useful. And in the context of things that you want to do, you're really looking for the information that helps you solve whatever the problem is. Often that begins with data. And often you need a lot of data to finally organize it, structure it, eliminate what you don't need, and then you finally get to information. You know, it's the hidden value in the data, in a sense, is the information.
Okay. And now in terms of IBM's approach, how does that differ from some of your competitors, whether it be the big folks like Oracle or some of the smaller data management firms that focus more on, whether it be data integration or data quality? How does IBM's kind of what it seems like a holistic approach is what your goal is, how does that differ from some of your competitors, and where does that kind of place you in the larger scheme of things?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. We are taking an end-to-end approach. So you have niche companies, point companies that will deliver a piece of technology, which may be useful to a client. But it's one element in a broader solution that then has to be pieced together by the client in order to make up what they need to deal with the data sources, the data access, data cleansing, organization, structure, and finally analysis. Oracle's been notorious for promoting the idea of put all your data in Oracle databases, which is just simply not possible. That's never going to happen. They are one database provider of many, and there's actually more data in file systems scattered all over the place than there are in all the relational databases combined. And so the data sits in lots of places, and the challenge is how do you put it to use, often not necessarily requiring that you move it, stick it in a new database, but rather you can access it, get access to it, and use it as needed based upon whatever the business problem is you're trying to solve. So we take a very different approach than the other companies do that frankly have by their nature been more database centric or product elemental centric. We've come at this holistically, as you point out.
How is it that rather than trying to get all this information into one or two databases and kind of taking a more federated approach as you do, how does that translate into value for your customers?
Well, it doesn't matter what the customer has. The customer, first of all, there are very few large businesses that don't have multiples. The larger companies tend to have one of everything. And so, their problem is how do they make it all work together, and it's not affordable for them to throw away what they have. So if they're already using an Oracle database, which is not uncommon, we'll integrate that data. We can take the data out of it. We can access the data that's in it. We can reformat it. We can organize it. We can optimize queries against it. We can do a lot of things around that Oracle database, as well as other databases, and do it all in combination. Oracle's going to come to you with a proposal for you to essentially put everything in more stuff in your Oracle databases rather than deal with the data where it is.
You also mentioned earlier today about how getting access to real-time data is gaining in importance. Why do you think that's happening now? Are you getting that feedback from your customers, and how is IBM approaching kind of real-time data analysis and decision-making?
Yeah, we've seen the customers want to move down this path towards real-time now for the last couple of years. A historical model around data warehousing was to collect data from various sources, get it scrubbed and organized, put it in the data warehouse and analyze it. And you were generally looking at information that was aged, you know, meaning it was some number of days or weeks or even months old. I was analyzing last month's business performance to try to understand what future trends may be. You know, that shifted to last week's business performance. It then became yesterday's business performance, and now it's today's business performance. I want to know what's happening in my stores now. I want to know what's happening. Financial markets are everyone's favorite example. What's happening in the market now? Does this represent trading opportunities? And you think about very high velocity market conditions in which the opportunities to make money can be very fleeting. You need to operate in real time. You need to be able to analyze as much data as you can get your hands on in real time and make your decision now. And given the phenomenon of electronic markets and high transparency, those money-making opportunities may be fleeting. They may not only exist for 10 or 15 minutes during a day. You want to analyze that information in real time. So financial markets are clearly the example that most people identify with, but the same thing applies in retail. And what's happening here in my stores? Should I be offering sale items this week based upon a set of buying interests that people have? Am I correlating, you think of retailers, they have to think about the weather, for example, not just who can get to their store, but as the seasons change. And, you know, if you get a, you know, sudden snowfall somewhere in the United States, you'd sure as hell like to get your shovels from your distribution center or warehouse into those stores pretty quickly. So we can find example after example of where this sort of real-time correlation of information becomes important in effective decision-making.
Another topic you touched on briefly in the press conference was kind of the effect of the economic downturn right now on not just IBM but on your customers. Kind of what role does your information on demand strategy play with your customers when they're facing these difficult times?
Well, we never presume that any industry is immune from the slowing down of spending. But in the industry, the IT industry is in expenditures are well in excess of $1 trillion. There's still a lot of money being spent. And so it's going to be a matter of where is the money going to get spent. In difficult times, what are the pressure points that businesses are facing and where will they spend their money? Obviously, they're going to continue to spend their money to support core business volumes. They recognize that operational efficiency challenges now are extremely important in tough times. It sort of lays bare some of the problems they may have in executing their business processes effectively. So they're going to want to appropriately condense, integrate, eliminate redundancy. For chief executive officers, it's an opportunity to point to external conditions and say, now's the time for us to step up to some of the tough decisions that maybe, you know, we were avoiding because of a perspective that individual functional units should be allowed to do whatever it is they think is important. We're now going to have to work together as a team and share, shared services, shared applications, shared data. And then you translate this into, issues of business optimization. We have to get more value out of everything we have. So I want to know more about what's going on. I want to drive towards the highest, most efficient use of my assets. That's extremely important. I want to avoid buying new assets. Tough times, can't afford the capital investment. If I can make better decisions than my competitors, maybe I can take some market share. Companies in tough times, they do look to how they may come out the tail end as the winner because they were more effective at adapting to changing conditions. Their competitors may have been weakened by a difficult economy, and they come out on top.
Mm-hmm. You've also talked about in the press release here you've released this morning about the industry-specific technologies and services you released last month. Mm-hmm. And you said now that you've got more than 100 IBM customers, what kind of feedback essentially have you been getting from them? And why is and you're continuing to go with kind of those industry-specific mm-hmm. solutions? Why is that, strategy, kind of vertical industries? You think the winning one?
Well, we've been on this approach for some time. It was pretty clear to me, about 10 years ago, as we looked at the consumption of the things that we produce. So we're an infrastructure provider. Our portfolio is dominated by these middleware technologies that provide integration capability. And though, integration is a topic that resonates with all businesses and isn't likely to go away as a challenge that they face, what we were hearing from them was that they wanted faster time to value. They wanted the technology to be more adaptive to the specific problems that they face, that the things that they need to integrate together, the things they need to talk to, the systems that have to talk to each other, the data mappings, the process flows, and so on, They wanted things that matched the needs that they had in banking, you know, retail banking or payment systems or wholesale banking or financial markets. You know, they were looking for, in each industry, you know, a set of capabilities that were going to let them accelerate their time to value. I mean, if you can provide me with not just classical middleware technology, so, you know, I'm not going down to, you know, my local hardware store or lumber yard and kind of just, you know, buying, you know, all the pieces one by one. Just sell me some things that are pre-assembled, right? You know, give me things that have an easier way that I can get value. And so we embarked on this industry vertical approach to middleware, which again doesn't mean that we're becoming an application vendor, because we build these things in a way that makes them very pluggable, very adaptive. We encourage the application vendors to plug into the environment, and we take care of some of the heavy lifting in the infrastructure, mapping things together, helping things flow better, controlling the transaction structures, you know, dealing with the organization of data. Those kinds of things then translated into an industry-by-industry set of offerings have been a very powerful and very high-value set of appeal points for the clients. We find that when they see an industry vertical framework or set of accelerators, they're part of the portfolio. Their perspective is that IBM is investing to understand their needs and requirements, and therefore they find the things that we're bringing to market more attractive.
Now, finally, you know, you mentioned that $1 billion planned investment has gone much higher than
that. We went through that pretty quickly.
Went through that in 6 months, I believe you said. And you're certainly planning on investing billions more. In terms of, I mean, let's look at in terms of this conference. I mean, how is the focus of the conference going forward going to change, and your strategy going to change as you invest these billions more in the next, say, 1, 2, 5 years?
Well, we've been, you know, obviously in, you know, what the industry would have referred to as the database business or the data management business for decades. Mm-hmm. And so if you've come to the many conferences that we have held over the years, and you had a perspective of where we've been versus where we are today, the big difference that you would see is that this conference is being attended by more people who have more line of business orientation than just simply technology orientation. You know, so 15 years ago, you know, the equivalent of this conference would have been much more technology-centric around core database technology. Even though there are plenty of tracks and lots of demos and so on that relate to core database technology at this event, what's happened is that, you know, we've evolved the portfolio. We've made it relevant at the line of business level. We're back to the discussion of industries and industry frameworks, mm-hmm. and how do you apply the technology. And the 7,000 people that are here, many of them are here because they want to focus on specific solutions that are targeted to their industry. They're less interested in talking about deep infrastructure, mm-hmm. and more interested in talking about the application of the technology in the context of some business process or flow. It's a, you know, it's there are people here that want to talk about the, you know, insurance claims processing. People want to talk about aspects of, you know, retail banking and, you know, consumer facing banking solutions. There are people here that want to talk about the, you know, advanced analytics related to traffic scheduling and logistics and supply chain kinds of things. And so it's a much more diverse audience of customers that are here, and the level of interest spans just a much, much larger cross-section of different needs and requirements.
And what do you think that says about not just, I mean, your customers, but kind of industry in general, that development has taken place over the last 10 or 15 years?
Well, you know, our perspective is that you know, we think that we have done more in this context than any other vendor has. And obviously some vendors have taken their own particular approach. Oracle's bought a bunch of application companies as their response to this. You know, we've built out this set of integration capabilities and flexible, open, standards-based structures that allow customers to plug anything in. I mean, we're, you know, we're not centered on one vendor collection of applications. It's really how do we integrate all the applications that you have. And certainly there's no company using Oracle applications that isn't using applications from dozens, even hundreds of other companies. So our perspective is a much more diverse view of what the customers want and what they're looking for. Now we've had to evolve our strategy in response to them. I mean, we do listen to what they have to say, and the things that we're delivering today are very much in response to the kinds of issues and problems that they were expressing to us And then through combination of both build from within as well as acquisition, the portfolio has been built up to satisfy an ever broader set of needs.
Thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.